stay awake for me here?
I'll be awake, yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sex. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
This is Barely Miles here tonight. Barely.
Barely Miles.
Barely Miles. He's all tuckered out, folks.
I'm tired.
He's sleepy. He's a sleepy boy.
I am sleepy, yes I am.
He's a very, very sleepy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not going to tax Miles too much tonight, so.
Yeah.
We're going to, we've got lots of stuff to do, and Miles can just sit back and enjoy and then comment on it, you know.
Yay.
If he so feels like it.
Or not.
Or not. Now, you know, last week I had a weird thing happen to me, you know.
Yes.
Well, weird in my terms. Evidently, you know, you thought it was very opportunistic, I think.
Right.
And from what a comment that I saw Manny make on his side, he thought it was, I was being a bit of a wuss, I think. So.
Yeah.
On Facebook there.
You know. Well, he told me privately that he's been to some parties like that got a little bit out of control, worse than that. So.
Oh, well, hey, we need to have him on and talk about this.
And I won't.
Was there any sex in the bathroom? Because, you know.
A gentleman does not tell, so I'm not going to.
Oh, all right. Well,
it's told to me in confidence.
So. I guess I won't talk about it either. Anyway.
But, yeah, no, it's all good.
So, but this, okay, so that was last week. So we talked about this lady humping my leg.
Right.
Talked about Manny lifting people up.
Right.
You know, playing big strong man or something.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. I was very uncomfortable with all this. Evidently, Manny is, you know, ready to jump into the orgy or something. I don't know. So, so you know, he's very confident gentleman. So this week, another... what I will call a Miles wishes he was there moment.
Oh,
if you know, you wished you were there when I got my leg humped, right?
Yes.
So here's another moment for Miles wishing he was there. I showed you a clip. I showed you pictures or something there.
Yeah.
Of something. I'm working on a project, right? And I'm not going to go into too many details, but
right.
I'm meeting a lot of different people.
Right.
Okay, so mm-hmm. There was a young lady that I showed you just moments ago before we started recording that you noticed.
Yes.
That you noticed and seemed to be very pleased by.
It was the one standing up.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Right. Yes.
Yes,
very easy on the eyes.
Very easy on the eyes.
Very young.
Young, very good-looking young lady.
Like a little young Jennifer Love Hewitt or something.
Yes. Nice. There you go. That's very good. I like that. I like that. You know, example there.
Attractive young woman in her 20s, I would assume.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yes.
So she, I was working with her on a thing here.
Uh-huh.
And so we're sitting down, we're waiting for some other people to show up. Mm-hmm. This is, I'm going to give you the Miles title, wishes he was here moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there and I'm just making small talk. I'm not very good at this, but I'm like, you know, hey, how's it going? You know,
mm-hmm.
We're waiting for some other people to show up before we can start working. And, you know, it's you know, what's, you know, what, you know, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a gymnast.
Oh boy. Oh boy. This is getting good.
So
this has gone from great to excellent in a matter of seconds. Wow. Nice.
So we have this young Jennifer Love Hewitt looking young lady sitting across the table from me.
Yes.
Right.
Was she wearing that outfit?
Yeah.
Oh God! Oh my God!
Wearing a somewhat revealing outfit, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call it revealing as much as very flattering.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that other people, especially women like maybe your wife or my wife, would say it was a revealing outfit.
Okay. I didn't think it was that bad, but okay.
I would say it was very flattering, all right?
It was nice. It was nice.
Very nice. Okay. So I'm sitting there making small talk. First thing comes out, I'm a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, there is nobody else that I know who would rather be sitting here than Miles Title.
Talking or Manny.
To or Manny, yeah. I have only Manny, too.
What do you do? You do this.
I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
How interesting. It's like, why would... I'm just like thinking to myself, this girl is so innocent or something. I don't know. Because that's the kind of thing that you just don't open with. You know what I mean?
I bet you $5 you can't do the splits on this table right now. $5, $10 you can't do it.
Because she's
uh-huh.
in her 20s. When I was in my 20s, even before I was in my 20s,
yeah,
that kind of statement would just send any guy's mind into orbit. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So here I am, old man now.
Yeah.
And I have to now continue making small talk after that statement.
Yeah.
With my mind just wandering far and, you know, as far out there as possible.
Yeah.
Really? That's what I said, I think. Really? Interesting.
Do you like going to Chewy's restaurant? Because I do, and I'm not really doing anything after this, so.
But I was just like, it's such a setup. It was such a perfect setup. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Do you like pina coladas?
You were there, you would have been you would have moved to the other side of the table, I think. You would have been like, oh, hey, let me come over there and sit by you.
You know what I would have said? I would have said two words. Prove it. Prove it. I think you're lying. You don't look the kind. You couldn't.
Oh, my God. Yes, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Show me something that you could do.
Show me. Touch your leg to the back of your head or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So now 2 weeks in a row, I've had these experiences. I don't know what's going to happen on Christmas now, but it's going to be dandy.
I think you're going to hand job from somebody. The way it's going, man, you're just getting closer and closer, man, to something good, man.
Oh, my gosh. But she was such a beautiful girl. It just was...
A gymnast.
Uh-huh.
Old enough for, like, to be your daughter, I suppose.
Right? Yes, yes. Thanks for bringing that up. Thank you. Yeah.
You're probably about 20 years older than this girl.
I probably was easily 20 years older, yes.
Oh, my God. Because you're, like, 50. And
yeah, thank you. Yes. Not quite.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I found myself here lately. I'm having to do a lot of that, so...
Excuse me, I'm going to go to the bathroom for a few minutes. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I couldn't even comment on the gym. I just kept going. I'm like, oh, okay, well, what'd you have for dinner?
Yeah, well, that's cool, huh? Gymnast, huh?
Really. Go
you
figure.
Still compete? Or huh?
That's right.
How does that work?
How does that work? Oh, my gosh. I'm like looking at her thinking, is she putting me on? Is she trying to see what I'll say?
Really? That's kind of coincidental because I used to play mud volleyball.
That's true. Hey, it's funny you used to say that. My mud volleyball picture's up here by my computer now.
I bet you dusted it off after that. Bring this mofo to work, man.
That's right. When I was young and thin, here, look at this.
I was the Tri-County champion. I don't know if you
I look like a member of Bon Jovi in this picture, for Christ's sake.
What's your name? Misty? Misty, is that your name?
Yeah. I don't remember what your name was. That's terrible. Oh, my God.
Gymnast, man.
Yeah, is that not a shocker or what?
Well, you're probably thinking the shocker, but not... not.
Did that knock you off your pins or what? You know?
Wow, so, nice.
Yeah, so I got that going for me.
I'm waiting for next week now.
No, I don't know.
Good.
I'm surprised you haven't said Grandma Noonie will give you a hand job. That's usually what you'd say.
Grandma Noonie? Can I give you... No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. But yeah, oh my gosh, it's just is wild. I still am reeling from that. So,
do you like pina coladas? Dun, dun, dun. Get cold in the rain.
Yeah, she had a short skirt on and a low top. And, yeah.
and a low neck sweater.
Low neck sweater. That's right.
Get back home, Loretta.
Get back home, Loretta.
Yeah, yummy.
Now, you're lucky. And, oh, go ahead.
And I don't have a gag reflex either. Are you kidding me? Oh my god, this is like a. Oh my god. That's it.
There are times when you wish you were a millionaire, isn't there?
I like old fat guys that used to play mud volleyball.
That's right. That's true.
Okay, that's it.
That's it. Get out of town.
Stable now.
You get out of town right now.
Did she show you any moves? Like, hey, check this out, or...
No moves.
Did you arm wrestle her or anything? Did you...
No.
You just couldn't concentrate on it.
I have to get through this, is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I have, you know, I've got to do a job here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wish I could chat all night, but I gotta do a job.
Yeah, I bet you gotta do a job. I can't stand up right now, but we're gonna wait for a few minutes.
Yeah. Well, I had to do some work, so that's what I focused on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I bet.
So
I gotta do some work here and
I gotta do some work, yeah.
I see you as a Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation, where he's buying the, he's in the department store looking at.
Oh yeah.
I picture that.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, yeah, that would be a good example there. It's quite nipply outside. Yeah, no, I mean. Yeah.
I have a Yule log. I mean, not a. Well, I don't have a Yule log.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, hey, Russ.
Wow.
So yeah, it was a Christmas Vacation moment. Yes, it was very.
Well, I am jealous. Two weekends in a row now.
Like, I know. That's what I'm worried about next week. I'm going to be accidentally walking into the women's bathroom into something, I think. That's what's going to happen, I think.
Sir, would you please make love to me?
Unbeknownst to me, I'll be, you know, I'll walk in on something.
I'm afraid you're going to get caught in some police sting next week.
That's probably what happened, yeah.
$10, you can have me any which way.
Yeah, well, I'm getting younger, so I better watch out.
I guess. Oh, I guess $10. What's $10?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I guess $10. What's $10?
I'm just picturing you and Chris Hansen together.
My gosh.
Jeez.
I'm going to lay low, I'm telling you.
She said she was a gymnast on the internet. I just thought that...
Jeez Louise. I don't know what to think about.
Yeah.
Well, to give you a break, because I know you're in, your voice is kind of shot because you've been out all day and you're tired.
Yes.
We actually got a story from Byron Duddle.
Byron Duddle.
He sent me a file here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it. I haven't even listened to it. But okay. He had sent me a note earlier in the week. And it worked out great because you're not feeling so great tonight.
Right.
But he had a story he wanted to tell that wasn't good for the Gunk Cast. It was more of a static story. So he said it's about 4 minutes long. Here, you want to listen?
Yes.
Here we go. This is Byron Duddle from the Gunk UK.
Hey, Miles and Bob. Yeah, it's Byron, and I decided to record this for your show. Bob, you told me to, you know, record something and send it in to you in the case that I didn't make it on the show with you guys, which I think I've kind of done recently, so it's best I do it this way. So I had a story that just happened like a couple weeks ago, and I just think this is great for your normal thing on the show. So I was at my kids' Cub Scouts and a normal den meeting. You know, where the den leader's house, he actually conducts the meetings in his garage, which is, he's got it all decked out in the garage. It's really nice. You know, you can eat off the freaking floor in the garage. But, so we have, you know, throughout the scouting season, all the meetings are there besides the pack meetings. And, the guy, at one point when we were talking, he had mentioned that he's a computer guy. He's like myself. In the real world, you know, I'm a computer tech type of guy. Well, we kind of struck up a little bit of, you know, something to talk about. Had a little conversation, so every now and then we'll bring it up. Hey, how's it going with your computer thing? And I guess he does his own little business. Well, he's completely proud of the setup he has in his garage. In the scout meetings, he often has references stuff on his computer. He has a big LCD screen mounted on the wall in the garage and his computer box there on the ground. And it's, I'll admit, it's pretty cool. I wish I had that setup. And I think it was during the break where the kids have their treat. You know, they have some cookies and punch or something like that. And we just kind of had some casual conversation. And he asked me how the computer thing's going. And I'm like, hey, yeah, good. How about you? And whatever we were talking about, it came up to software that I knew of, which he didn't. And it's a thing you can download from the internet. It makes yourself, it basically makes a bootable rescue disk that's very useful to text. It's called Hiron's Boot CD. And he just had never heard about it, which I was kind of shocked. So I'm like, hey, well, check it out, you know? I mean, you should check it out sometime, download it. And he's like, well, let me check here. Let me Google it, you know? And what happened next? He pulled up on the screen, and I couldn't say two words to stop him. He clicked on a link, and at this point, the kids were paying attention. They were eating, and they were looking, and he clicks the link, and it soon became very obvious it was the wrong link, because suddenly something was trying to download, and all sorts of, like those DOS prompt windows were flying around his screen. And then his whole computer just crashed, and he got the blue screen of death. And then he looks at me, and he's like, well, that wasn't good. And boy, I just felt a little awkward at that moment in front of my son and all the other scouts, because I was the guy that told him to check it out. Well, I don't know what you think of that story. I thought that was my eventful story of the week. So, if you find this worthy of your show, give it a play. All right, well, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
There was Byron. I was hoping it was going to be porn. I thought it was going to be porn.
I would have bet money it was porn.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And then I got all the kids gathered around at some weird, you know.
They're all, everybody's getting ready. The wee blows are all there. And then all of a sudden, all of a sudden, they keep asking, is that what they mean by wee blow?
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
But it sounds like Byron just had a bad night, though. The guy was a little quick on the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like something you would do. You'd be like, oh, this one here, click. Oh, shit.
I've done that myself. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you were looking for porn, and then you crashed your machine, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Probably happened once.
Okay.
Twice.
Well, that's not the only thing we got. It's like a plethora of things this week.
Okay.
The next one is from a person that you know and love.
Yeah.
And I will play the message and you can listen. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hi, Bob and Miles. I just want to wish you a very happy holiday season. And I hope all is well and that you have a peaceful and enjoyable time. May two-for-one dinners flow like water as coupon options in your stockings this year.
You want to take a guess of who that was?
I wasn't sure who that. Who was that?
Well, no, you got to take a guess.
You know, it sounded like someone famous. That was threw me off. There, like,
oh, really? It sounded like somebody famous.
I can't think of who that sounded like.
They may be famous.
George Hamilton or something. I wasn't sure who it was. It was
sounds like George Hamilton, really.
I don't know. It had a little bit of an Elvis song. I don't know. That was. Is that someone from an insignificant guest?
No,
something? Really?
No.
It wouldn't be CB, would it?
No, it wasn't CB.
Really?
No.
Well, it wasn't Manny.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I don't know positively, but I have a good idea here.
Yeah.
It was Baker.
No, come on.
I'm pretty sure that was Baker.
That wasn't Baker.
That was Baker.
No, come on.
I'm pretty sure it was Baker because that the number that came up, I won't give out the number, but that's where he lives.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't sound too much like him, but he, I think like he was. I think he was doing a Bing Crosby thing. It sounded a little Bing Crosby-ish to me.
George Hamilton-ish, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, we got a Christmas tree. Well, that was nice. Very nice.
That was really nice. Unexpected.
So yeah, and we got one more thing. I'll wait till the end because it can kind of, you know, take us out of the show. Is there anything you wanted to say in your weakened state at all about anything or?
Did you want me to?
No, I'm just asking.
I can. I mean, I didn't know how long the show was going. I didn't know.
It's up to you. I don't want you to. I told you you didn't have to talk very much because, you know, you were feeling like maybe we should skip tonight, but that's okay.
No, I don't. No, I just want to give you some advice.
Sure.
If you go to talk to your children's principal, do not drop the F-bomb or anything else. The conversation will come to a crashing halt immediately.
I did know. I remember that you posted something about that. Were you recently in the office talking to the principal or what?
We went into his office. The door was closed. I was just talking about some concerns I had. I've never met the man before. He looks like an ex-cop, and I knew better. I really shouldn't have done this. And
what did you say, fuck or something?
I knew I said shit, but I don't know what else I said. And next thing I know, it's like, oh. Yeah, listen. We're just not going to have that. you say something like that again and we're done.
Was it cunning lingus? Possibly.
I don't even remember. It was just like, oh, okay.
All this shit's going down and I'm just pissed.
Yeah, I had to apologize.
I'm pissed. And I go, you know, it was
disrespectful, you dick. But, you know. I don't know.
What are you cursing in the principal's office for?
I've done it before and I got away with it. No one ever said anything. And then
different principal or what?
Yeah, it's a different principal. This guy's
badass,
you know, like a total badass.
Oh, we're not going to have that kind of language around here, Mr. Tidal.
I can't say suck my cock in front of the principal. No, like, you know, because, like, my sister, who's a little bit older than me, her kids are all grown up, but she used to go in and say the nastiest things, and no one would ever say anything to her.
Well, that's because they thought she was crazy.
You know, I told you this a long time ago, but just real fast, my nephew got in trouble many years ago. He got, I don't know if he dunked a basketball or he jumped up and grabbed the hoop or he did something and...
Yeah, something horrible like that.
Horrible to end the whole school, and he got in trouble for it. My sister came in and had to meet with the principal and the gym teacher and all that.
Did she wear her galoshes?
She wore her galoshes, and they described, you know, what he had done wrong, and quote-unquote, she said, quote-unquote, that's a gay-ass rule.
Okay.
And no one said boo to her about it.
Oh, did you say something about gays?
No, but she said, that's a gay-ass rule.
Gotcha.
And that was okay.
Well, it's a different school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. Different people.
I get Mr. Hart on here in the office. Like, you can't.
Maybe he's like born again or something, you know?
I'm thinking, yeah, there's a lot going on there.
But then he shouldn't be worried about that because that's separation of school. And,
but can't we have man talk?
Well.
We can't have man talk? Like two men talking?
You're a Devo, aren't you? Are we not men? We are Devo.
Yeah, I know, but I've asked people. I've asked my minister about it. I've asked.
Oh, you said something to the minister about it?
Yeah, I said, listen, can't I say shit and fuck and all that? He's like, well, yeah, I guess. I talked to a shrink. You know, he was okay with it. He's like, oh, okay, you can say shit and fuck. You know.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, okay, well.
I see why you're bringing this up now. You feel you've gotten caught on something, and now you're trying to weasel out of it or something.
But can't two men? I'm just saying, can't two men do something? Something together and not be wrong, you know. I'm just saying.
Sounds gay ass to me.
I just said a few things, and then all of a sudden I'm all, I don't know. Like,
did you say something like, "Can I see your dick" or something like that?
No, I wasn't like you. So are you a gymnast too?
That's right. Hey, if I hump your leg, will you hump my leg?
You like all terrain vehicles?
Do you like gladiator movies?
Yeah. So, yeah. Nah, nice. Anyway, I don't screw him.
Screw him, man.
He's a fucking dick.
Wow, that's a little... So, you like, did that end the conversation? Did you ever get to finish your talk? Or no?
No, we finished our talk, but we got up to go, and I'm like, I pray to God I never have to come back in your office again. No offense. I just
did you say that to him, really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
He didn't think it was funny, but oh, well. I'm like, oh, well.
That's hilarious. Is your kid okay? Because that's what I worry about.
Yeah, actually, he had a talk with my son, and the world is good now.
Oh, well, fantastic.
And, you know, some things got worked out. And...
That's fantastic. It's all for the children, you know.
So not a funny story, but I just wanted to elaborate. I did mention on Facebook a week or two ago.
Yeah, that's true. Your vast and varied followers on Facebook want to know.
I know these guys are going to want to know, and I thought I'd try making it up, but yeah, do not.
I can't believe you would curse. But I can't believe you get called on it because, you know, you're not like a very, aggressive person. You know what I mean? You're not like saying, hey, fucker. Something
it
like
wasn't
that.
Like Scarface or anything.
You fucking piece of white bread.
My wife's womb is so polluted.
What was that? What was Al Pacino's character? Tony, what was his name?
Tony Montagna or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Too funny.
Oh, well.
Are you going to be all right?
No, I'm okay.
All right. Well, you seemed a little weak at the beginning of the show here with the voice. And
I did a lot of Christmas caroling today, so I'm all kind of wore out.
Did you curse while you were caroling?
No, but, you know, my buddy, you know, from church, you know, he always sings some dirty limerick, you know, so just so I can hear it, you know. He's walking around, I saw mama licking Santa balls. Like, all right, come, can you not sing that, please?
You know? Hey, kids, join in.
This is the church singing.
Wow, that's great. Well, we'll see. Maybe you guys sang this one. Maybe you sang this one. We got this on the phone here.
Okay.
Here we go. Time just passed.
I work at Burger King, make a clever Wi-Fi, sell my paper. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Take further dot, take further dot, take further dot, take further dot. I got a bus, I got the bus, I got the bus, I got the bus. Don't put the bus in hot fat, it hurts fat as a skate mess. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Wait for the bell. Where is the bell? Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Dig by the dust. Dig by the dust. Dig by the dust. I woke up as a king, making flavor whopper and by my paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Dig by the dust. Dig by the dust. Dig by the dust. Dig by the dust. Dig by the dust.
Wow. Awesome. Wow. That was beautiful. I love that.
So I don't know who that was, but
that was awesome. I don't whoever did it, take step forward, man. Step forward and take credit, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, well there you go. We got all kinds of stuff this week. That.
Ding, fries are done. Dings, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. It's catchy.
You've never seen that online? That's an online thing.
Oh, I don't get online.
It's a flash thing with this retarded guy. He sings Ding Fries Are Done.
If it's not something with adult content, I'm probably not familiar. As you know. So.
Yeah, if he was getting a blowjob while he was singing Ding Fries Are Done, you'd probably watch that.
Ding Fries Are Done. Ding. Yeah, I was going to say thank you to my friend Tetsuki from Japan, man. He's like, that guy...
What's he hooking up with some
he posts? Holy
anime God. Porn or what?
Oh my God! Yeah, he's got all those, you know, girls bent over desks and stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
Geez.
Oh yeah, I've actually seen some of that. Yes, I have.
Yes, in person apparently. Gymnast.